Angie's husband had hit it off with a new coworker. He made a comment to her saying he's got competition. So she was worried he's plotting to try to break them up. He's married with kids. She just wanted to know how concerned she should be, whether to tell her husband. She didn't want to start workplace drama for him. We said, you know, maybe to bring something up if it happens again or gets worse. That was kind of Kelly's take on it. Mine was maybe to clue your husband in to the fact that this coworker seems a little flirty and made you uncomfortable. Anyways, it didn't land with her. Here's the update.
For your information, you all give terrible advice.
Thanks. We'll see ourselves out. Wow.
I don't know who told me to say something, but they were wrong.
Here. Hang on a second. You are taking tone with how you're...
I'm reading it as it's written. Okay. There's an exclamation point, which means there's emotion and feeling behind it. Let me read that again. I don't know who told me to say something, but they were wrong. Ben Davis. I got a tickle.
Wow.
After I heard you talk about my situation on your quote radio show.
Oh, wow. I think I'm more offended about that than giving her bad advice.
She's slinging some barbs.
She's coming from a place.
I went and told my husband he didn't make me feel good about his flirty comments. My husband told me not to worry about him, basically dismissing my feelings. Mm. So I had to do it myself.
What?
And confronted this guy at my husband's work.
Oh.
And just told him I didn't appreciate his comments.
Oh.
He denied saying anything inappropriate, typical, and I wound up getting embarrassed and escorted out of his work.
Wow.
Now my husband's mad, and basically you made my life worse. So thanks.
I don't know how to react to that.
She's clearly upset. With you, I'll say.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You were the one who was all team. Let's say something to the husband.
I
was like, let's pause. Let's see if it happens again. Let's really make sure that we had that right in our feeling about it. And now she went and made a mess. Now, didn't she?
I don't appreciate that look you're giving me. I feel like I said to say something, hey, he's making... So she did that. But what I didn't say was go to the work and confront the guy.
Correct. She did go ahead and go rogue on that part. Because the husband said, oh, don't worry about it. And she should have left it at that. But she got mad because she felt dismissed and decided to take it to the next level, which was never our recommendation. So let's let the record show, Angie, that if you go back to the original segment, nobody ever said go to the work and confront him. Nobody said that. There was never anybody that suggested that because that's not your place. That's not your workplace. That's not where you go. It is not our fault that you got mad that your husband said, no, don't worry about that. You must have misunderstood. He's cool. And that you... Your feelings about that then influenced your next decision was not something that you should be putting on us because we did not suggest go to the workplace and confront him in front of everybody. That is not what we said. Are you going back and reviewing the tape?
Yeah, I'm going to have to review some tape on this.
I can tell you right now. That was never suggested by anybody.
No, not to go to the work. No, we did not.
Listen, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, Angie, you need to look in the mirror and reflect because nobody said you should then go to the workplace and confront him in front of anybody. No one said that.
Taylor checks in on text and says, nah, this one isn't on us. Sis wanted a fight.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like she was juiced and ready.
Yes, you probably were unprepared with the feeling you were going to get when your husband said nothing to see here, and then you felt a little enraged because you were expecting to get support.
Yeah,
and then
like,
when you didn't get that, you decided to like elevate it to the next level, and nobody supported that move. Nobody.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, again, we're going to reiterate that this is a free service.
It is a free service.
And
we gave you lots of options. We gave you a couple of different roads to go down, none of which, though, involve going to his work. Nobody said that. That is going to be your little addition,
by the way,
to what we said.
If anyone has any sort of story about their partner or spouse embarrassing them at work, that might be good here, too.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll get anybody, but 502-795-1997. But Angie, again, apologies if that was interpreted the way it was interpreted, and I'll own the fact that I did say to say something to your husband. I'll own that because I did say that. If we roll back the tape, I said it.
Yes.
Like,
however,
I'll own that.
That's where it stops, though. And that nobody ever said, go to the work.
And confront the guy. Get escorted out.
In front of everybody.
All right.
That's not your place. It never was your place. We say this because we love you, and we're coming at this at a place of love and support. Okay. That's what this whole segment is supposed to be about, supporting you, Angie.
Yes.
But we did not support that action.
No.
You need to look in the mirror and say, okay, I went ahead and I made that addition. I took that step on my own.
I took that step on my own.
Nobody asked me to take that step.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got anything to add, again, that's the update on group therapy.